4. This is Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Thanks so much for having us on at 7:45. Oh my gosh, the Backstreet Boys' new single for you up next, Pretty.
I'm so excited. It's such a great song.
That's like twice in 2 days now, Pretty.
She's loving it. I unexpectedly turned on the movies. I love watching the movies in the plane. Don't you like watching the movies?
Love it.
Go through it, find the one that you what you want to watch while you're laughing at that.
Just haven't watched a movie on a plane for a long time, actually.
Why? You just fall asleep.
Yes, or looking after kids. But you
make as if your life is so difficult looking after kids.
It's hard when you've got kids.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you used to go to Australia.
Everyone has them. A lot of people have them.
You used to go to Australia. How did you do that?
Did it hard. It was hard, but you do it.
Anyway, so you're watching these movies.
I traveled with the kids to England once.
Oh, yeah, when they were very young.
I don't know why I decided to do that. I took Nooshi. She was 4. Kiki was 2. I'm like, I'm taking the girls.
I think you needed a break.
The 2 girls are going to England. I learned that. That was a hard trip, that one. It was only 6 hours, but I gave them too much apple juice before we got on the plane. It was like tag team on, Daddy, I need to go to the toilet.
Oh.
And you couldn't leave one in their seat, so I'm carrying one over my shoulder.
Are you joking?
3 of us in there. It was in that little, the smallest toilet in the world. I've got one. Literally, I still remember picking up Kiki with my left hand, holding her up on the ceiling because I could lift her up with one hand. She's up at the ceiling looking down, pretending she's Superman, whilst Nooshi's on the bathroom. That's the only way we could all fit. She's like, yeah, Daddy, okay, then, fun times.
So going on your own is brilliant, right?
Movies on. I unexpectedly watched a movie. It's made my top 10 list of all-time movies.
All time.
And I didn't think it was going to make it. I just thought I'll give this a go. Matt Damon's Downsizing.
You know, I saw that, on the screen, and I didn't watch it. Should I have watched it?
Yeah, but I didn't even remember it going to the movie theaters.
Yeah, I did. We reviewed it on the show, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt Damon, Downsizing. If you love Truman Show, you will love this movie. It's sort of real. If you've watched Downsizing and you fell in love with it, can you call me 04-423-1000? I do believe some people may watch it and think it was horrible, but
it's one of those, is it like a satire, type thing? Do you know what I mean?
It's like the movie is about if the world is going to be ending because us humans don't know how to look after the world. We're overpopulating it. We're destroying it. Plastics, pollution, it's going. It's going to be destroyed. A guy I forget where he's from, in Europe somewhere, he develops a machine, not a time machine, but you walk in it and you downsize, you become small,
it's
5 inches in height.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
But then they develop a city that, if you can imagine like a large theme park, they put a roof over it, but they build like a city of Dubai.
Yeah.
All right. Like, it's a real city of Dubai, functioning like houses and villas and towers, but it's for small people, 5 inches high. And it basically, the rubbish of a family, all right, over a period of 50 years fits into one garbage bag. So what we do as a family over one night or one day, we fill up a garbage bag full of rubbish. If you're downsized and you're small, that garbage bag, one, is 50 years of your trash.
That's crazy.
All right? And obviously populations. So I love the idea. I thought, this is and people would, if you earned, let's say you earned 5,000 dirhams a month, all right, in this world as a big person, it doesn't get you that far, 5K. If you earn 5K as a little person,
you're like a billionaire.
You're a roller. Yeah, you've got yachts. Yash, good morning.
Hi, morning, Chris.
Did you watch this Downsizing film?
Yeah, coincidentally, I watched it in an aeroplane by traveling from Kenya to Dubai, and I was felt flat. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Best part of the movie is, if I decide to downsize, I can be a billionaire today.
You'd be
a billionaire.
Would you downsize yourself? Like, if that was true, would you do it?
I would do it if my wife and my kid joins me.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Well, that's what the movie's about. Families are downsizing together.
Exactly.
I want to watch it. I should have watched it on the plane.
But I want to ask you real quickly, 04-423-1000, and Pretty and Rossi, would you downsize? Well, or would you stay this?
The way that you've described it, I would.
Because I was debating. I thought to myself, would I do this?
I would.
The way that you've said it is wow, okay.
1 in 240,000 people that go into this machine to be downsized, you could be injured, brain damage, or be killed.
Oh, great.
1 in every 240,000 people.
Great.
Would you do it, Ross?
Yeah, because I'd never get in the way of anybody ever again at a concert.
But yeah, true. They have concerts.
But then you'd be a big little person in the little world.
Yeah, good point.
0442 31000. If that option was available to you right now, you could be a millionaire. Like, you would live like a millionaire because everything's so much cheaper.
That's amazing.
Would you take that? And everyone's small. You don't realize that you're
still going.
Because it was, you got to watch the movie. Downsizing. Watch it, Matt Damon. Watch it, okay?
Matt. 10 a.m.